The political foot soldiers who make elections work are tired by now. A long presidential campaign and three primary elections have ground them down. That's why Governor Cuomo was in town yesterday for a mass get-out-the-vote rally in Democratic headquarters. And Republicans had a similar rally on Saturday in campaign headquarters in Clarence. Phone banks are full and workers for both major parties are knocking on doors, identifying those they want to help get to the polls and those who will vote for their candidates, no matter which party they're registered with. Republicans Chairman Nick Langworthy says Donald Trump supporters are there.
As we've encountered people, registered people, people have, you know, contacted us through the website wanting to get involved with Donald Trump. We've been, you know, certainly communicating directly with the Trump campaign on data. We have a vast amount of data that shows us there's a great crossover appeal. There's a lot of supporters that aren't members of the Republican Party that are going to go there, and we're turning them out for Donald Trump.
Langworthy says he expects those Trump supporters will continue their ballpoint pen marks across the ballot for other Republicans, potentially a key in a tight DA race between John Flynn and Joe Traynor, and in legislative and judicial races. Speaking to Democratic activists in headquarters yesterday, Governor Cuomo called on party faithful to make that one last strong push.
We're going to get out there. We're going to be on the phones. We're going to drive people to the polls. We're going to knock on those doors and knock on those doors. We're going to knock for opportunity. We're going to knock for decency. We're going to knock for the middle class. We're going to knock for working families. We're going to knock for Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party and that whole ballot from the top to the bottom.
Langworthy and Democratic County Chairman Jeremy Zellner say their efforts will continue to 9 tomorrow night when the polls close. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.